The Rise of Daniel, the Fall of Dable. Among the things we talk about in this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, September 16th, following conclusion of all Week 2 National Football League action. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you are an adult male and a state of Florida resident, and you are continuing to make permanent alimony payments, Brandon Legal Group can help you reduce or potentially eliminate future permanent alimony payments, because permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida for over 2 years. That's one of the services they offer. 813-902-3576 for a free consult, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'd also like to thank Plantation Palms Golf Club for hosting my next Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. Our season opening event is Saturday, October 11th, sold out at Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes. Have had multiple conversations already with Jesse Pratt, the wonderful general manager, who's one of the best in the business locally in the greater Tampa Bay area when it comes to golf properties and actually every aspect of Plantation Palms Golf Club. They have a par 72 championship course. They have a very nicely upgraded, maintained, lighted, decorated, themed for Halloween. That's coming up. Mini golf, a lighted driving range, wonderful sound system on the mini golf you can hear on the driving range, and Mulligan's Pub with food and beverage above the norm for sports bars, the service above the norm as well. That's Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes. For tee times other than on October 11th, you can go to plantationpalms.net. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Let me add Plantation Palms Golf Club and Mulligan's to this list. Can I get this out of the way quickly? I can't do anything quickly, I know. Again, email me for those of you who listen to this podcast. I hear from a number of people listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is everything non-fantasy content, and I'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, otherwise. Topics for the podcast as we approach 400 episodes. Right.todd@yahoo.com. So, almost 6 months ago, I just decided to stop drinking. I've enjoyed drinking most of my life. And about 6 months ago, I decided to stop for a couple days, which became a week, which became a couple weeks, which became a month. And now we're almost to 6 months. Mentally and physically, I feel so much better than I did previously. For those of you who wonder, well, was Todd an alcoholic? Unfortunately, alcoholics don't have a choice. A component of addiction is you don't have a choice to stop what you're addicted to, which is why you need to seek out help. And I encourage anyone who is addicted to anything and feels and has those who love them feel it is a problem to reach out for help. My friend Drew Garabo on 102.5 The Bone is often someone who talks on air to those who have addiction issues. And Drew offers tangible advice for those who have these issues. I also have a longtime friend who has a family member who has these issues. And when I brought up just stop, I was told addicts can't just stop. I was not an addict. As a matter of fact, I also never day drank and hadn't for 20 years, but I enjoyed it at night, out or at home, with people or alone. I just made a choice. I had the choice. and I feel significantly better, which is important at my frickin' age. I'd like to keep living, but I'd like to keep living healthy. So my go-to drink when I'm out, being social, is now club soda with limes. That's my drink. For a while, it was Coke Zero, and I'm now only drinking Coke Zero at home or when I go to like PDQ. Club soda and limes that I squeeze into the club soda and then leave in there. It's fine, and it goes with the food that I'm eating while I'm being social, while I'm watching a football game at various places. That's been my drink for the majority of the last, at least three of these 6 months when I go out. I've ordered it all of the following places: club soda and limes, in addition to the food that I order. Those places where I've ordered club soda and limes: Ford's Garage, Walk-On's, Hooters, Hat Tricks, Twin Peaks, Outback, and Mulligan's Pub at Plantation Palms Golf Club. That's seven. And I'm sure I'm leaving someone out. But those are places that I've gone in the last few months, and I've ordered, "What would you like to drink, sir?" "Club soda with a few limes, please." And they freely refill it, often too much, because that forces me to make a bathroom stop on the drive home. So, last night, watching the end of Texans Buccaneers at the Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, I was charged for club soda and limes. It rang up simply on the check as 20-ounce drink at $3.99. I'm reminded that earlier this year, I had some wonderful friends in Orlando for the PGA show, and they went to a Buffalo Wild Wings for a dinner. And the server asked one of my friends if he'd like to sample a beer that he asked about but had never tried. "Sure, I'll sample it." He was charged for the sample. It was some ridiculous low number, but he was charged for a sample offered by the server. I went into this Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, brought this up, and the employee, not a manager, said, "Yeah, we do charge for beer samples," and just kind of shook her head. And the charge on the beer sample depends on the type of beer. If it's really high end, we're talking, what, 2 ounces? Maybe three? It's two sips. It's a sample. And the server never said to my friend, "But I have to charge you for it." Buffalo Wild Wings just charged me for a 20-ounce drink on club soda. Right or wrong, I'm not charged for that at seven other places where I order it. I don't drink it because I'm not charged for it. I drink it because I choose to drink it. It wasn't the bartender's fault. She hasn't had a dishwasher in a month at this Buffalo Wild Wings. So Buffalo Wild Wings, what are you doing? You charge people for a sample of beer, and you charge for water with bubbles? Are you that desperate for money? And I'll leave that there. My friend said to me, "I hope you got an extra cup to go to get your money's worth of the club soda." and limes. I did not. I don't know a gentleman out of Kansas City, Missouri named Dale Carter, but Dale, I'm going to try to reach out to you. You're my kind of guy. Dale has been the Chiefs public address announcer for 16 years until the home opener this past Sunday against the Eagles. He resigned abruptly before that game after 16 years. He was replaced by a friend and wished the friend well, and the friend has acknowledged, I appreciate that, as the new PA announcer. So why would the Chiefs PA announcer of 16 years, who has a paid seat to watch this team with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, etc., play football, and is loved by a lot of Chiefs fans, abruptly retire? Because, as he say, they crossed the line. Quote, last season as we were heading into the playoffs, the people I worked for told me they were hearing from a high level that someone had heard another PA guy. Don't you love this sentence? The people I worked for told me they were hearing from a high level that someone had heard another PA guy at another stadium really amp it up on third down, and they wanted me to experiment with different calls. He wrote this on Facebook. Some of you caught on to that and mentioned you noticed. I didn't agree with what they wanted me to do, but I've always been a team player and tried to do whatever they wanted me to try until this week. He got a call on September 9th informing him that, quote, they wanted the other PA guy, the one who does pregame activities and reads the commercials in-game, to start doing the third down call to shake things up. Carter wrote, that was my red line. I wish them the best of luck. Well done, Mr. Carter. So the Chiefs wanted the game presentation guy, the guy paid to be an absolute homer, to make the call on third down that it's third down, instead of just letting the PA announcer say it's third down. I've noticed this over the years, anywhere I watch football, in the stadium or on TV. If I never hear another PA announcer or someone on a microphone stretch out or make a big deal out of to elicit a response from the home fans that it's third down, I'll be happy. This game presentation shit is why I don't attend more sporting events. And I've attended so many in my life, and the game presentation people who are paid to entertain the crowd when the ball or puck is not in play, to me, have gone too far. They do too much. They're too loud. They're too present. And they're too fucking entitled. Some of these are good people. But it has crossed the line, as Dale Carter of the Chiefs have said. It has. And just to introduce something here. For those game presentation people who think they're so freaking important, when the ball or the puck isn't in play, most people are going to look at their devices, not your damn Jumbotron screens. And the fans that are, they're not really sports fans. They're there because it's a fun activity. They've seen others do it on social media and say, oh, go sports. A long time ago, I did a small amount of games as the PA announcer for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I thank Bill Wickett for that opportunity. I was also the radio pregame, intermission, and postgame host for the Lightning Radio Network for a time and enjoyed that. During that time, as the radio anchor of the broadcast, nobody told me how to do my job. I was an established talk show host who knew how to do the job, and they let me do it. Bill Wickett, now with the Predators, asked me if I wanted to fill in when their normal PA announcer, whose name is going to be left out of this, and there may be another podcast coming about that guy at some point. And I said, sure, I'd love to do it. There was a small paycheck attached, but it was something different. We'll put you down, sit you near the off-ice officials. It was a handful of games. I had done a few, felt I had done them well. There's not a lot to do when you were public address announcer for an NHL team. Not a lot. I felt I did it professionally. I was prepared. I did not mispronounce names. Show up on time. Do your job. That's it. At one point, the last game that I did, the Lightning were getting their ass kicked. The crowd was quiet, and this was before modern jumbotrons. This was a while back. And some voice gets in my ear, said something like this. Boy, this building's a little dead. Todd, can you say anything to get some excitement in here? Sounds like what Dale Carter was told years later, after 16 years on the job with the Chiefs. In terms of shaking things up. I did respond via the internal audio system to that person getting in my ear at a Lightning game that because the Lightning stunk that game and the crowd was reacting to the fact that they stunk, I mean, they were down 3 goals at least. The game was, in most cases, over. I hit the button that mutes me to the crowd, but I can respond to those talking in my ear. And I said something like this. I said, I'm trying to give you the exact, maybe not the exact words. Basically, I said no. I told them, no, I don't have anything. That I know what my job is, and I will continue to do it professionally. And if what's going on the ice doesn't get the crowd excited, I'm not excited either. There was dead silence, and I never did another game. And I didn't expect to. There are still some people on that Lightning game presentation crew who probably heard me say that. That crossed the line to me, just like what they told Dale Carter to do crossed the line to him. Also, there's a hypocrisy with these game presentation people who think it's part of the winning and home field, home court, home ice advantage. Here's proof it doesn't mean shit. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup in 2020, never playing a game at home. They've lost their last 4 playoff series, and they've lost 9 of their last 10 home games. So just from a Lightning standpoint, those same game presentation people who feel they're part of the home ice advantage and they impact the fortunes of the home team, there's the data. the Lightning won a Stanley Cup when you had nothing to do with it. And the last 10 home games, they've won one. And you claim you helped them. I'm not suggesting all game presentation and technology to enhance the experience at sporting events should go away. But it has crossed the line. And it's why I don't not only work sporting events, neither does Dale Carter. It's why I don't go to as many sporting events either. Finally, the rise of Daniel, the fall of Dable. The more Daniel Jones and the Colts win, the worse it makes Dable, the Giants coaching staff, and the Giants front office look. Last year, this is, and Lou Anarumo should get some credit as well. I like him as a defensive coordinator. He leaves the Bengals, goes to the Colts. Colts are playing some good defense with not even the talent level, maybe about the same or a little better than the Bengals defense talent level. Last year, the Giants let Saquon Barkley get away. He goes to the Eagles, division rival, and helps the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Oh, it would amuse the shit out of me if this year, after not holding the GM and the coaching staff accountable for the bad football with the New York Giants, that Daniel Jones, the former Giants' number one pick at quarterback, who they gave up on, goes to Indianapolis and leads the Colts to a division title and maybe a playoff win with an offensive head coach in Steichen, Dable an offensive head coach who gave up on Daniel Jones. If it wasn't enough that letting Barkley go and playing the lousy football you played shouldn't have cost the Giants front office and coaching staff their jobs, Daniel Jones winning in Indy should cost all those people their jobs. Let's see if Jones can keep it going and save the jobs of Steichen and the staff in Indy. Fun thing for me to watch, that's for sure. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. Don't pay for club soda in line. And if you do, email me where you paid for it.